Well, Coach, let's start. How excited are you for the weekend ahead? It's always fun when the GRIAC weekend gets here.
Absolutely. You know, it's our first really big meet of the season, and the fact that it's at home is awesome, and we get to be in front of our home fans and just have our home course advantage. So we're super excited to kind of really get our first test and see where the team is compared to some national competition.
I think I ask you this every year. You say home course advantage. I would think a lot of people out there are like, well, don't you just go run some things? I mean, what could be home course advantage? Take me through what might give you guys a little edge.
You know, our course is sneakily difficult. I think most people know it's a tough course, but how it's tough, I think, is deceptive. It's just never flat. There's never huge hills. There's not mountains, obviously, but it's never flat. And so I think teams that come that have never raced it before, that run the pre-meet, they kind of come out of it saying, oh, that didn't feel so bad at 7:30 pace. And then you get in there at 5:30 pace, and all of a sudden it starts to feel real bad about 4K in. So our women know it really well, which is great. And we're going to go out the course today and do a little race sim type workout. And I think we can just really take advantage kind of from 4K to 6K. When other teams start to get a little in over their heads, I think that's when we really shine. So it definitely helps us.
You mentioned this is the first major meet of the year for you guys. How's the year gone? How do you like this team, and where can it end up?
Yeah, I'll have a much better answer on Sunday. But I really like this group. We have a lot of young kids that are really ready to step up into some new roles. Anastasia Korzenowski is a kid that was on our national team last year who's made some huge strides. JC Thompson, lots of local Minnesota names for people that know the local scene, which I think are really ready to take the steps into new territory. And like I said, we'll know a lot more once we see them against the teams like Columbia and Southern Utah and Gonzaga and San Francisco. We'll know a lot more how we fall once we see them comparatively.
Fans that want to come and watch, what's your advice to them this weekend?
It's going to be awesome. Cross country is a great spectator sport because you can run around and it's very active. So wear running shoes. Don't be afraid to get a little muddy. It's probably going to rain a little bit this week, so it might be a little muddy out there. So maybe bring your boots. But it's great. It's great to bring kids to. It's great to bring families to because it is super active. You know, my 4-year-old comes and likes to watch the races, but also likes to play with golf balls and run around the course. And so it is very spectator friendly. The Division I races are earlier this year, so just kind of a reminder to that they're first thing in the morning. So go out, have some coffee, grab a donut, and then come watch some running and then run around the course and burn off a good breakfast. So it should be really fun, a great day to celebrate the sport. And it really does put the sport up on a pedestal. It makes it fun.
All right, very good. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks so much.